Good morning, Glenshaw Valley Presbyterian Church. Following in Bill's footsteps. I chose to read from a Bible that's very important to me. It's the Revised Standard Version given to me in 1953 when I was 10 years old. You can do the math there if you want. By a very special Sunday school teacher many, many years ago. The Old Testament is from Isaiah 64, verses 1 through 5. Oh, that thou wouldst rend the heavens and come down, that the mountains might quake at thy presence, as when fire kindles brushwood and the fire causes water to boil, to make thy name known to thy adversaries, and that the nations might tremble at thy presence. When thou didst terrible things which we looked not for, thou camest down, the mountains quaked at thy presence. From of old no one has heard or perceived by the ear, no eye has seen a God besides thee, who works for those who wait for him. Thou meetest him that joyfully works righteousness, those that remember thee in thy ways. Behold, thou wast angry, and we sinned. In our sins we have been a long time, and shall we be saved? The New Testament reading should sound very familiar. It's just what we read in the responsive reading, John 1, verses 1 through 18. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came for testimony, to bear witness to the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness to the light. The true light that enlightens every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world knew him not. He came to his own home, and his own people received him not. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. We have beheld his glory, glory as of the only Son of the from the Father. John bore witness to him and cried, "This was he of whom I said, he who comes after me ranks before me, for he was before me." And from his fullness have we all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, the only Son who is in the bosom of the Father. He has made him known.
Thank you, John. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, please come now. Prepare our hearts not just to hear your word, but to do your word. Lord, we need you. The church needs you. The world needs you. But we need to go forth and proclaim you in all ways to all people. So let us hear your word in Scripture, in the sermon. Let us hear and understand. Let our hearts believe. And let our hands, our voices, and our feet serve whithersoever you go. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. I get a little depressed. My poor wife, it'll only be 3 years come July 4th. She's put up with a lot in those 3 years. other than cat bites and hospitalizations and such. But you know, you fight depression, you fight all these things, and then you turn on the evening news, right? Or the 11 o'clock news, which I didn't used to stay up and watch till I married Becky. But anyway, maybe that's why I have some nightmares. I don't know. But you know, you look at these things and you look at what's going on in the world. What's going on? I wish there'd be a station that reported only the good things that happened, you know, or a newspaper that was just the nice, you know, like young men doing their Eagle Scouts awards, you know. And, you know, why can't we have the good news? But we kind of look around and we see these things, and we get, and it's almost like we feel like going, "Hey God, did you see that? Why look what's over here? Look what sadness and sorrow is in the world, and you know, I got this disease in my body, or my loved ones afflicted, my husband, my wife, whoever just lost their job, the kids." You know, I love them, Lord, but they aren't following your way. And it's like, God, why don't you come down here and fix this mess? Right? Wouldn't we like that? You know, Isaiah called for that, didn't he? You know, that you would rend the heavens, that you would come down, that the mountains might shake at your presence. You know, wow. Wouldn't it be great if God just came down and said, okay, I'm fixing this mess right now. I don't know, that sounds good in some respects, and then I sometimes think about the mess that's still inside of me, and I'm kind of going, okay, Lord, it needs fixed, but be gentle, please, right? Okay. But God has come down. That's the whole thing about the gospel of Jesus Christ. Or do we just say words with the Apostles' Creed or the Nicene Creed? We say that God came in Jesus Christ, that God Almighty, the Son, the second person of the Trinity, emptied himself, read Philippians 2, took the form of a servant, and came and dwelt among us to deliver us. You know, John's gospel is so powerful. The Word became flesh. But who is the Word? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, not a God. I know some people try to get that translation in there, but the Greek won't bear it. He was in the beginning with God, and all things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Wow. But listen to this. But to as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. You and I are not born because our parents loved one another. All that happened. But we were born because God chose us. Way back when Jesus was not yet born, way back when the Son was in existence, the Son of God, God Almighty, in the second person of the Trinity, way back at the beginning of creation, we didn't exist. No human being existed. There were no pre-existent souls. That's Mormon heresy. But we were in God's mind. We were in his thoughts. And you can go to Ephesians 1, and it says that since before the foundation of the world, you and I, called as Christians, were in God's heart and mind and in his sovereign will to call us. And that we were born of God. We were born physically because God chose to have us born. But we were born again because God, before he said, "Let there be light," said, "I'm choosing you. And I know your name, even though Pastor Jay doesn't. And I'm not here often enough to remember. And I beg your pardon. But God knew your name before he said, "Let there be light." And he chose you in Christ to be his son, his daughter. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. The glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And of his fullness we have all received grace for grace. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. You and I stand in that grace and truth. That's what this table is about. We don't deserve this table. I don't. We're all sinners. We deserve hell and damnation. We don't deserve grace. We don't deserve this. And the old Presbyterian church on Friday night or Saturday night before communion would be served, there used to be a preparatory service. And Becky and I, she's shaking her head, yeah. We grew up at 4 Mile with this. And believe it or not when Becky and I were young, but in years before, you were given a communion token going to that preparatory service. And if you didn't go to the preparatory service and didn't receive the token, you weren't allowed to take communion because you had not confessed your sin. You had not prepared yourself to receive the sacrament. And I think they were trying to do something good, even though maybe it got a little heavy-handed at times. But it's grace and grace, truth and truth. And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. And no one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. As Jesus came down and walked on this earth, he declared God. And he said, "He who has seen me has seen my Father." Go read John 14 later. That's where it's at. Jesus says, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. God came down. He rent the heavens at Bethlehem. Well, actually, he did it before then. 9 months before, when the Holy Spirit conceived Jesus by miraculous means in the womb of the Virgin Mary. God tore the heavens open and came into the womb of a young teenage Jewish girl in the backwaters of Judea. In Galilee. And then he tore the heavens on the day of Christ's crucifixion. Do you remember the temple curtain was what? It was torn in two. And which way was it torn? Do you remember that? Does anyone remember? How was the temple curtain torn? Down the middle, but in which direction? From the top to the bottom. Do you know that thing was over 60 feet high? And it was woven and it was about as thick as a man's fingers? 60 feet high and at least 40 feet wide. Something you and I couldn't tear. And it was torn from the top to the bottom. God tore it open. God was here. God is here present with us. Oh, we don't believe in transubstantiation. That's not scriptural. But Christ is present in this sacrament. He is here with us now. The heavens are torn again, my brothers and sisters. Christ has come down to meet us in our pain, our sorrow, our sin, our loss, whatever. He has come to meet us at this table. Now, I want to give you some homework, just briefly. And this is in Galatians. I've got my notes over here. And I lost them again. All right. It's a little hard changing from pulpit to pulpit. Anyway, but Galatians, I want you to think about this. Listen to these words. For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And when you are Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, does not differ at all from a slave, though he is master of all, but is under guardians and stewards until the time appointed by the Father. Even so, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying out, Abba, meaning Father. Therefore you are no longer a slave, but a son, and if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. You and I have received Christ. We've put him on. He's come into us. And we're here in worship and we've received the blessings not only of the Lord's Supper but of worship and prayer and praise together. But guess what? When you and I go out those doors into the world, God's tearing the heavens open again because you and I Not that we're as good as Christ, not that we are equal to him, but in a very real way, you and I will be Christ to those people out there. And with our actions this week and in the months and years ahead, we will be Christ to those people, bringing Jesus to them. God, through our ministry on a day-to-day business and way, will rend the heavens and come into other people's lives through us. The world's a mess. And when we're honest and we look in the mirror of the Bible, we've got to admit we're messes too. But that's the good news. God takes the weak and the messed up. He takes the powerless and the fallen. And he heals us in his son Jesus. And he rends the heavens and comes down just like he did at Bethlehem, just like he did at Jerusalem on Mount Golgotha. Just like he'll do this week through what you and I say and do to and with others. Oh, that you would rend the heavens. God's already done it. He's going to do it again through us. Until that time when the heavens are rent and Christ returns. And every tear is wiped away and every sorrow gone. And death itself is dead. Brothers and sisters, let us rejoice. God has torn the heavens. He's prepared this table. He's prepared life for us. Let us pray. Lord God, thank you that you came down. Thank you that the heavens trembled, that the earth quaked when Christ was crucified. Thank you that the star shone at his birth. Thank you that the babe in Elizabeth's womb, John the Baptist, leapt when he heard the voice of Mary coming through the door. Mary, as she was carrying Jesus in her womb. Thank you for tearing the heavens. And now, Lord, tear the hardness of our hearts and the closeness of our mind. And send us out to be your sons and daughters, to tear the heavens for others, that they might come to believe in Jesus, your Son, in whose name we pray. Amen.